listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.
It's Michael Siggins, publisher of Channel Pro SMB. Welcome to the MSP Business in a Box series of podcasts. My guest today is Eileen Rosoff, president and CEO of the Launchpad. Thanks for joining us today, Eileen.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me here today.
Eileen, we've been talking about the novel approach that you folks have to building a successfully managed services practice with your franchise model. Can you please tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So the Launchpad as an IT service company started in 1992, and we started kind of in the traditional model, delivering technology and also web services to small and medium-sized businesses. Over the last 17 or so years, we've really crafted what I think is a very solid business model, and we have been fortunate enough to grow and be profitable year over year, and really I think we have a very good model for success. Our decision to move into franchising was one driven by a real passion for the industry, and we here just really enjoy and see a lot of value in providing IT and technology services to small businesses. Also, we have had opportunity and had a desire to help other IT companies and entrepreneurs who may be interested in getting into technology to succeed and ultimately to excel with managed services. For us, franchising really seemed to be the next logical step to share this vision, and we started cooking on this model about 2 years ago. We thought that after 17 years of doing this, both missteps, triumphs, and kind of honing and fine-tuning every area of the business, that we had finally gotten it not perfect by any means, but gotten it really in a good place, and even more importantly, in a place where we could repeat the processes. And also, I would say over the last 2 years or so, going through this process of building out the franchise has probably even proved our business more. All of the areas of the business that we thought we had highly defined, as we started thinking about how we were going to document it, how this would translate down to a franchise, even made it more definable. And we were always thinking as we moved along, you know, how can we make this work better? How can we make it more effective for our franchise partners? So our concept in franchising was really to have a true business in a box, whether it was for a startup out of the box or an existing IT service company that really just wanted to take it to the next level. With managed services being the predominant delivery model, I think all of this really came together. And I think I mentioned in one of the webinars that we did this idea of the perfect storm for franchising and managed services. The evolution really meant that we can employ a model that had leverage, that had definable, repeatable processes, and it was driven by a proactive methodology. All of this was supported by sophisticated tool sets and also, of course, a great annuity model.
Eileen, thanks for that overview. You and I both, we spend a lot of our days and weeks talking to other resellers and managed service providers, and I know from what we've both seen that so many of them really hit a wall where they either can't grow their business enough or they're not sure how to start a business to get them what they need. They're often not getting the industry margins that they need both to survive here and also to really make it a profitable company for them. Many of them don't even have the right tools or resources to be able to build a business that will allow them to go full bore into the managed services model. So many of them seem to hit that wall. And what you were talking about is when they hit that wall, that the Launchpad and your franchise model really offers them the chalk to draw a kind of a door into that wall.
Right. So I think that this concept of the chalk is really about a system. It's not one tool or one process or, you know, even a couple of different tools or processes. It's all of the moving parts. And one of our team members here is fond of saying, you can't change a tire in a moving car. And I think this is part of what many IT service companies encounter when they're trying to A, grow the business, or B, really make some big shifts in terms of changing over to managed services and having kind of a scalable model within managed services. So the chalk for us is the system of helping IT companies be able to get to this next level and make a change to managed services. In many cases, what we saw was they were buying the tools, they were embracing the concept, but the struggle was in the delivery. you know, as they say, the devil's always in the details, and there are progress gets made in certain areas, but in other areas things tend to fall through the cracks. So this concept was to have a complete, fully integrated system where all the parts move, it's the business in a box, and the pieces are already fit together. We have templated tools, a particular set of tools that we've chosen, and I don't think it's so important which particular set, but it's a particular set that we have developed to work together. Preset business metrics, which is very important. You've got to be able to benchmark. This is another area that we really see a lapse in. There's not a lot of good benchmarking to know, okay, I've hit this point, I'm on the right track, and now the next stopping point, the next milestone needs to be here. Detailed processes and management systems, another area that lacks, you know, all the way from hiring and how we're going to do that to what are the ads look like that we're running, all the way down to what do we do when we have this particular type of service ticket, what are the exact steps that we have in our sales process, and is this going to be repeated each time. Plus, I think the other key characteristic of what needs to happen in a franchise model, when you think of a classic franchise like McDonald's, you have to think about the implementation. So it's not just all of the pieces fitting together. It's also about the implementation and supporting the implementation. I kind of like this other metaphor of teaching somebody to play a song. So you may know where all the keys are. You might have all the keys, and you might be able to bang on the keys. But we're going to actually teach you how to put all the notes together and how to play the song. And here's a few of the items that I think are relevant to talk about when we talk about these key components. I think one of the main things that we bring to the table as a company is the fact that we're actually doing this. So we are an existing IT company, and we've been certainly down the wrong path at times. We've kind of have overcome those hurdles. We've figured out what works and how to put it all together. I think that another core component here is the multi-tiered levels of support. It's not only the technical support, which I think a lot of companies find with the tools they buy, but it's also the business support and business building, making all of these pieces kind of fit together. We've integrated this tool set, and more than that, we've pre-built all of the templates for sales, for marketing, for finance, for service. All of this is already structured out. We have a mature open communication system to feed back to our franchisees. So in terms of how we're going to integrate all of these pieces together and with the corporate headquarters, we'll be able to see and have visibility into what our franchisees and our partners are doing and be able to provide them both accountability and feedback on how they need to maybe correct the course as they move along. We are building out, I'm very excited about this, our what we're calling RevitUpU, which is our online university for franchisees and for their employees. So we'll have modules not only to train the franchisees, but also for ramping up training within the business and for ongoing business development. So when there's a new product to deploy, you know, we can have a module that teaches from start to finish the go-to-market strategy for that particular product, and of course all the accompanying materials that would go with it. ConnectWise is the particular PSA solution that we've incorporated into our franchise model, and we've taken and we have pre-built ConnectWise into a template, so that will actually be deployed, already set up, which anybody who's ever set up ConnectWise or partially set it up knows that that's a big bear of a process. This is all going to be, by and large, set up with all of the components already laid out, the metrics in place, all of the pieces fit and defined so that there isn't really a question of how it needs to work together or what the best settings are. All of our marketing collateral is fully developed. I think marketing is an area that we've really excelled at. We have a marketing department here. We have spent a lot of time building up and figuring out how to do both online marketing and traditional marketing. And each of the service offerings that are part of our branded offering, our RevitUp Business Care Series, has all of the components and marketing areas from start to finish defined, and we have an ongoing system of online marketing which will be integrated for the local franchisees. And that includes a website, we have white papers, we have a resource library, demos, webinars, seminars. All of that, again, will be templated for the franchisees to be able to use. And then we'll have existing or ongoing add-on modules. So as we introduce more complex offerings, for example, web services or cloud computing, those can be add-on modules for IT service companies or franchisees that are willing to take those on and ready to take those on. And those will continue so that we can actually move along with the industry as it grows. So our mission is really to offer a single source of technology guidance and the tools to help our partners, our franchisees, build a profitable and successful managed IT service company, and that all of the practices, the support, and the training are there in a box to be able to come away with a world-class technology company to get to the other side of the wall. And so whether we are working with a franchisee who's launching a new venture or, as in the case of many of our partners, an existing IT company, we're there to take them to the next level with a winning formula and turn the business goals that have been goals for a long time finally into reality for these companies.
Well, it sounds like you've really offered a tremendous toolbox here for these folks. That's great. And Eileen, where can our listeners go for more information?
So if you go to our website, which is www.launchpadonline.com/franchise-IT-now, and all of that is lowercase except the I and the T, that is our franchise resource page. So there is quite a bit of information there.
All right, great. And and for our listeners, too, please stay tuned, because we're also going to have next in our series with Eileen is going to be the sales and marketing focused podcast. Eileen Rosoff, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you very much, Michael.
You're listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.